Pope Francis has criticised international leaders, saying they failed to address war and inequality. An Italian newspaper has published excerpts of his book due to be released on Tuesday. Now, the head of the Roman Catholic Church called for major reforms at the United Nations, saying that it must find new ways to resolve conflict as the war in Ukraine goes on. And he says the coronavirus pandemic has exposed global inequality, with wealthy nations getting priority for the vaccines. The Pope also says leaders must rediscover their purpose of serving humanity. Gerard O'Connell is Vatican correspondent for America magazine. He's also the author of The Election of Pope Francis, an inside account of the conclave that changed history, and joins me now from Rome. Good to have you with us, Mr. O'Connell, on the programme. I mean, in recent days, we've heard the Pope speak out about sort of the inhumanity shown towards migrants, a veiled response perhaps to the incoming Italian government, and perhaps a precursor to what was in this book.
Well, yes, he's spoken about migrants because we've got the worst humanitarian crisis in terms of migrants and refugees since the Second World War. And Pope Francis has spoken very clearly that we're effectively on the brink of a Third World War. He speaks about we've got a world war in pieces currently being conducted, and we're at the risk of a Third World War if the war in Ukraine continues. And so he's appealing very strongly to international organizations like the United Nations, but also to leaders of governments in different countries to resolve this quickly by diplomatic means. Otherwise, it risks spinning out of control and dragging the rest of the world with it. This is one of the points in the book.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, how do you sort of place him as leader of the Catholic Church in being so vocal compared to other popes before him? Because other popes have always alluded to the inhumanity to groups of people. Pope John Paul II always had a go at the former Soviet Union in some shape or form. But where do you place Pope Francis in the context of what we've been experiencing these last 3 years, and certainly within the last 6 months?
Well, he's very articulate, because he's looking, first of all, what is happening to people on the ground. And he's seen that in Ukraine, a country where you had 44 million people, 11 million are either refugees or internally displaced people. And he sees cruelty that is beyond description, with the bombing of schools, with the bombing of kindergartens, with the bombing of hospitals. And he's saying this has to stop. But he doesn't see anybody stopping it. He doesn't see anybody working to stop it. He sees 40 countries or more helping to give arms to Ukraine to defend itself. And he says, yes, Ukraine has a right to defend itself, but if the war continues, where is it going to end? And in this book, he speaks about the danger of nuclear war. He says, where will this take humanity?
So while he gives us food for thought, one wonders, if he can't get through to the politicians, Mr. O'Connell, can he get through to his colleagues within, you might say, the Christian faith, the Orthodox Church in Russia, the Orthodox Church in Greece, that have a great deal of sway and influence within the sort of Slavic countries and the Slavic thought process?
Yes, he's publicly disagreed with the leader of the Orthodox Church in Russia, Patriarch Kirill. He says you can't be the acolyte, the altar boy of the government of Putin. You have to be a pastor to your people. And so he's been very explicit in this. And he's trying. He went to Kazakhstan some weeks ago. He's going to Bahrain very soon. He's trying to get the leaders of the different religions together to come together to work for peace. He said religion is to support, promote peace, not to be a cause of conflict. And this is where he disagrees with Patriarch Kirill in Russia, who's blessing the troops going to war and saying, you're patriots and you will go to heaven if you die.
It'll be interesting to see how his book is received, and certainly what comes of his visits in the next few weeks. Gerard O'Connell, thanks so much for joining us from Rome.
Thank you very much.